Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
I don't think the listeners hear that when the Blog Talk Radio jingle goes Blog Talk Radio.
A little
like
out of tune. The tape's a little worn, I think, on that puppy.
The tape. Someone needs to rewind it with a pen.
Wow.
Anyway, what's coming up this week on the Derek and Kay Show?
Well, we've got a Texas man who was arrested on his Facebook status because of his Facebook status.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I think I know this story.
Do you?
Craziness.
Crazy.
We'll remember Steve Jobs.
Right.
Absolutely.
A man pleads guilty to offering semen-tainted yogurt.
Ew. Ew. The word semen just makes me just grossed out.
This is a strange order of items here.
Ugh. Sprint is finally getting the iPhone 5. Oh, sorry. iPhone 4S. Sorry, I misspoke.
That's right.
I did not say iPhone 5.
And a woman is, an 80-year-old woman is trapped between her bed for 4 days.
Really?
Right.
I'm excited to hear about this one. And finally, if you thought Rebecca Black Fridays was bad, wait till you hear Heart to Heart's Facebook official.
Oh, I'm excited.
All coming up this week on the Derek and Kay Show. Press that button.
Fantastic.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Good morning, everybody.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is October 9th,
yes.
2011. Rocktober.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait to play some rock band later.
Happy summer.
Happy summer.
Everybody.
I was the beach day.
We're over 75 listeners and
75? Wow.
7,500.
It's huge.
I think we're close to 8,000. I think it's just
really?
Around the corner.
We're closing in on 8,000?
We do well on this show. Things can happen.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
I am Derek. And right over there is Kay.
I'm L.
Oh, whoops. Who?
What happened? L.
L?
L.
Oh, as in the letter?
Yes, just like the letter.
Okay.
Yeah. Not E-L-L-E, the letter L.
The letter L.
Yeah.
The hot L?
Yes.
Have you ever been to the hot L?
No.
That's a little inside. That's out in Western Mass.
What?
It's a hotel.
It's really inside
That's called the hot L because the letter's burnt out and everybody calls it that. And actually, that's what the sign says now is hot L.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's hotel, but it's now it's hot L.
Yeah, hey, we're hanging out the hot L.
Is there anything
I'm
fun
sorry.
At,
Sarah would get
at the
that.
Hot L? Is it like a, there's
it's like a,
little,
a bar?
Is there like a bar?
It's
inside?
Rough trap.
Oh, really?
It's really rough.
There's a couple places in my hood like that that I'm scared to go to because they look a little shady.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's totally shady.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The hot L.
Yeah, you can check out the hot L out in Western Mass in South Deerfield.
Wow, you gave him a plug.
Yeah.
Free advertising here on the Derek and Kay Show. We love it.
I don't know.
I don't know if I should read. Is there some time to read the plugs before it? You know what? I'm going to read the plugs.
Go for it. This could be fun.
You can contact the Derek and Kay Show many methods.
Uh-huh.
First, you can email us at our handle, dkradioshow@gmail.com, which isn't a handle. It's actually an email address.
That's right. It's just an email address.
It's just an email address. It's not a handle. I keep messing this up.
Cha-cha-cha!
Become a fan on Facebook by going to facebook.com/DK Radio. Thank you for stepping all over my... What happened?
You got mail.
I don't understand.
Sometimes it gets a little excited.
Are you making up for the fact that you didn't play the Do You Got Mail thing for the email?
No, I did play that. I did.
You can also follow our blog at derekandkate.blogspot.com.
There we go.
Follow us on Twitter and read our very small 140-character rantings at our handle, DK Radio Show. Tweet and call us when we're live at 661-467-2416. You never know unless you ask.
That's right.
Someone's got a call. We have call screener Julie in the house.
It's exciting.
She's taking your calls. She's taking names. She's writing
Seriously.
Down your age, credit card number, and your social security number. So have that all information all available before you call.
Don't forget that little security code on the back of the card.
Yes, we need the little security code and the expiration date of your card. Thank you.
That's right.
You know, I was on my way to church this morning.
I didn't know you're religious.
Don't judge. And I noticed there's a couple of VW bugs in front of me, like not the new ones.
The old school ones,
and they were the same color.
Oh, geez.
Two red ones, two red convertible VWs. Uh-huh. And I'm like, this seems weird, okay?
Yeah.
Two of the same color, two little VW bugs with the tops down.
Yeah. Have you heard those? The weirdest sounding cars.
I had my windows up, so I didn't really hear what they sounded like, and I had the music blasting.
Sounds like the Jetsons car.
Does it?
Yeah. It pretty much does. It really does.
And then I saw...
A little lawnmower engine.
This is where it gets even better. I saw at the intersection where I was going to turn four VW buses.
What?
The transporters. The old school transporters. Different colors.
Transporters?
Yes, but that's what they're called. The VW buses from like the...
Oh,
like
the camper ones that got the thing that go on the...
Yes, the hippie vans. Yes. And I'm like... What is going on?
Okay.
What is with all the VWs?
Yep.
I'm like, there's something going on. And then on the way back from church, don't judge.
Yep.
I was doing a gig there. I wasn't actually worshiping.
I didn't know.
And I came back the opposite way, saw the VW logo signs with arrows.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on? Turns out, in Brookline, Massachusetts, there's an event called the Transporter Fest.
Right now?
Yes. And apparently what happens is people with VWs drive up to Brookline, Massachusetts from wherever, park their cars, and just hang out.
Yeah. There's a lot of car shows that are like that.
Really?
Yeah. That's what happens. I've been to one before.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I've been to a Volvo one, of course.
You have?
Yeah, it's like they just park. It's like pretty much people are just showing off their cars. And you're walking around talking to other people about their cars.
So you've been to one of these before? You drove to a location, parked your car, and talked to other people about your car?
New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah. This was back in the day with my crazy...
And we thought haul videos were weird.
I don't know. This seems a little bit normal to me.
Seems normal to you?
Well, more normal than the haul videos.
I don't know what's worse.
Well, if you like, it's like with your horse. Like people do that with horses.
No, they don't ride their horses places, like hitch them up somewhere and then talk about it. No.
No, but you got I don't know, competitions and things like that, and people talk about their horses. It's like that, but there's no competition.
People don't talk about their horses at horse shows, really.
Really?
No. It's a lot of bitchiness.
Oh. It's very inside?
It's really inside.
I see. Okay.
I wonder if the chewing sound is coming across on the mic here.
It might.
I'm having a Laffy Taffy.
They're delicious. What was the joke?
Oh, I don't know. Hold on. Is there a joke inside somewhere?
There's two jokes.
There is?
Yeah. On the very inside of the wrapper. Could be funny.
Let's see. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
What doesn't get wet when it rains?
Huh. I don't know.
Where's the answer?
On the inside flap?
Oh. Oh, this is the worst joke ever. Sent in from Tracy P.
Uh-huh.
Canyon City, Ohio. The answer is the ocean.
Oh. Not that funny.
It's not funny.
Not that funny.
Let's see. How do trees get on the internet? Is Julie laughing?
Oh, they log on.
Oh, okay. How did you know?
I'm quick. What can I say? That one was easy.
I wouldn't have thought of that at all.
Oh, what's that? Look over there. Oh, she's getting
what's going on over in the screening room?
I don't understand.
Is there a guest?
I don't know.
Anyway, there's a chat room, though.
There's a chat room. You can chat.
You can chat with us. You can call us names or, you know, tell us we suck or any of that stuff.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yes. I figure if I say the opposite of what we really want, something might come in.
You never know.
You never know. Because we're down to, like, we're down. We're up to 8,000 downloads. Is that what you were saying earlier?
We're up and down.
We're up and down.
To 8,000 downloads.
We're down last week. We had a whopping 10 listens or something. 10.
10. It was
actually
a little,
think it was 9.
It was a little bit low. I don't know.
Getting a little frustrated.
It's a little sad.
Do we have to have the bronies on every week? Do we have to have the anthropology bloggers on every week?
We might need to, yeah.
I mean, I could serve them up to you. We could have them both on at the same time. We'll have the bronies and the anthropologers on in one show, action-packed show.
That would be quite a show. I don't know.
First half, anthropology blogs. Second half, bronies.
Oh, boy.
We could work it out.
Speaking
of Pinkie Pie.
Yeah.
I'm excited for our Blog Talk Radio community time later.
That's going to happen.
It's definitely going to happen.
It's going to be great.
Anyway, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the passing of Steve Jobs and how sad we are about it and how we lost a great visionary and genius of today's society. He, of course, was the co-founder of Apple Computer, who made my first computer ever, the Apple IIc.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Back in the
80s. I remember that.
And I played many hours of Lemonade.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
I think my dad played a game called, Zork or something, where it was like, imagine you're in a, dungeon with five doors. There's a door with a red handle on your left.
Oh, right.
You didn't see anything. It was just all these images.
Right.
And I remember the first Word program that I was typing in all the time, and I used to write my own stories. I spent a lot of time in front of that green and black dot matrix
monochrome
screen.
Yeah.
And I had the printer with the green.
Yep.
Green
tractor
and
feed.
The tractor feed.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, to print out my stories. And then we moved up to Macintosh.
That little it was really small.
Yeah, it looked like a little TV.
Yep.
But it was a computer. And remember the floppy disks?
Oh, yeah.
So great. And, he's created so many items that I use every day. I mean, my iPod,
right.
I'm basically married to it.
What do they say, that he created stuff before we had the need for it? Is that what he made us? Isn't that what the people are always saying, or a lot of the articles were saying?
I don't know. Is that what you're saying?
I think that's, well, I mean, it wasn't like we're all waiting for something like that, but he created something and then he would say, this is what people want.
That's a good strategy.
And that's really how a lot of things were rolled out, I think.
I remember when the iPhone came out,
mm-hmm.
and it was just, revolutionary. You could have your iPod and your phone and an internet device all in one.
And your music.
It was completely,
mm-hmm.
Unheard of. And it was just, it was amazing. And I remember my first iPod, the 30 gig.
Mm-hmm.
With a click wheel.
I'm still using it.
Are you? My battery's a little bit nubby. It doesn't
I can
hold
change
a charge.
Those. Yeah.
Can you change it?
Yeah, $7.
Oh, I'll hand it off to you because it doesn't hold a charge at all, and the screen is all messed up.
Yeah, I can replace that.
Yeah, but the screen, it's got that. Remember, it's got that black splotch
That's
on it.
That's really weird. Yeah.
It's very bad. Anyway, I came across a really nice tribute to Steve Jobs on YouTube by user Taryn Southern, and here it is.
Steve Jobs was my hero. He was a scientist, a philanthropist, and a leader. He made it possible for artists and composers and filmmakers to make their art better, to create music and movies and animation like never before. His technology made it possible for me to communicate with my family on Christmas, even when I was thousands of miles away. Possible for me to make movies from my bedroom. Possible for me to save memories and moments at the touch of a button. For me to watch television without paying for cable. Possible for me to simplify my life without viruses. He never failed to astonish, and he taught all of us the importance of dreaming big. Steve Jobs made the impossible possible. He changed my life. How did he change yours?
I think that's very succinct and summed it up.
Yeah.
So,
that's nice, yeah.
It's nice.
And he, another thing I was reading about him, which I didn't know about, but he was involved, I think him and, I forget the name now, was involved in designing the circuit board for Breakout, the little, little game with a little ball and the
paddle. Really?
That you knock out the bricks.
Crazy.
Yeah, back in the late 70s, I think they were working on that.
Crazy.
Yeah. I guess he worked for Atari for a little bit.
Nice.
It's pretty cool. So
they're showing all these younger pictures of him.
Yeah.
Good looking.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. But I also have to say that We do broadcast from a Mac computer here.
That's right.
And so, Steve Jobs, thanks for letting us broadcast. Thanks for everything you did.
And we have three Macs running here.
Do we have three Macs?
It's amazing.
Fabulous. And thank you for letting Sprint buy iPhones.
Oh, that's right.
Fantastic.
Finally.
I'm so excited. So it was revealed on Tuesday that Sprint is now going to be buying the iPhone 4S.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have iPhones available later this month.
On every network now, right? Are they on every No, they're not on...
not on T-Mobile.
T-Mobile, which is weird because that is weird. World phone, they could have a world phone.
What, T-Mobile?
I think, right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about T-Mobile.
Weird. They're on AT&T. You think they'd be there?
Well, I just know that we finally have access to get iPhone and that I don't have to buy an Android phone anymore.
There you go.
Thank you, Apple Computer. What's Apple TV? I never really got into that. I kind of skipped over that.
I don't really know the full details on that. That was like another box you could buy, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you?
I don't know much about it. I don't think it got that big.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know a lot of people get like the Mac Mini and they use it for their home entertainment. Like they'll put it on.
Is it HD?
TV.
Can you put it on the TV? It's like silly.
I'm pretty sure you can. Yeah.
That might be something worth considering.
I mean, it's got a DVI. Yeah.
If you know about Apple TV, please call in 661-467-2416 because we know nothing.
I don't know anything about it. I know someone who had a box once, but...
A box?
Yeah.
Just a box.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
I don't know anything about it either. Anyway, should we move on to do the weird news?
All right, let's do that.
Yes.
I got to play this then.
I can eat my Laffy Taffy now.
All right, this one comes to us from Albuquerque. A grocery store worker was accused of handing out semen-tainted yogurt samples at the grocery store. I guess he had a spoonful. I don't know where.
Of course he.
Yeah. And this woman immediately tasted something funny and spat it out on the floor and was wiping her mouth on the clothing. The police showed up and they were able to get the DNA samples from the sample. And now he's facing charges.
How much semen was in the yogurt?
I don't know. I think it was mostly semen. They don't actually say here. That's what's happening in Albuquerque. He's 32 years old.
Youngin.
He's facing charges of adulterating food, which I don't... Adulterating food?
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird title, isn't it?
No, it's accurate. Adulterating something is to, like, alter it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not like adultery when you sleep with someone else's... When you sleep with someone outside your marriage. It's not the same.
Okay, silly me, because I was thinking...
How was your English grade?
I was, well, not very good. But I was thinking adulterating... I was, you know, thinking of like, sex crimes.
No, it's not the same.
Okay. Because that's funny. That would be funny. Wouldn't it be funny?
Adulterous yogurt.
That seems more accurate to me.
This opens up like a real can of worms, like how tasty is semen? And, you know, like, do we want to go there? Maybe not.
Well, it is what you would be thinking about, I guess.
Does it taste like whatever you're eating?
Hey, no.
Well, it depends what flavor yogurt it is.
No, I mean like... Like, if you're a strawberry lover and
you
love
like
the strawberries,
tofu?
Does your semen also taste of strawberries?
Well, I do know, like, some crazy things. Like, you get, you know, like, the asparagus urine.
Mm-hmm.
I think with asparagus and I think pineapple can kind of change that.
Does it taste like pineapple after?
I'm not the person to ask. I don't know.
You're right.
Yeah.
At least we hope not.
It's a good question,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
Maybe on another show.
Right. Maybe another show. Maybe we can get some callers to come in. And,
we'll discuss different flavors. That's that's definitely an X-rated show.
That would be an X-rated show?
You know, I think we're due for an X-rated show.
Bonus.
Bonus X-rated show that our parents can never, ever listen to.
How would we do that? That's true, because our parents could be listening now.
Yes, they
could
be.
And I sound like a complete, I don't know what.
Well, I brought it up, so I sound like the biggest pervert on the planet.
You did bring it up.
I did bring it up. But you are the one that read the semen story, so I think that it's your fault now.
It's not like I wrote the story. It comes to us with weird news.
Okay.
And it's, you know, it's weird all over the place.
All right. Well, maybe next time we'll have an X-rated show, and those of you who love X-rated topics can call in.
That's right.
Because that gets listeners, too, apparently. Can't do a clean show.
How? Why do you guys do this?
Because guys are retarded and they do all kinds of stupid retarded things.
Like what's he gonna think gonna happen? Well, sex. There's...
She swallowed my.
Yeah, and he gets off on that sort of. I don't know.
Did Kay pre-order the iPhone? You know what? Not yet, because my my Sprint upgrade date is November 1st.
Are you just talking to yourself, or was there a chat?
No, I'm talking to the chat.
Okay. Like, Kay does this. I'm like, okay.
Talking to user HNWSSR. JHNWSSR. No vowels, so I can't really read it without glasses.
Awesome.
No, I did not pre-order the phone.
Okay.
I am waiting for the upgrade date so that I don't have to pay for the phone. But, you know, it'd be great.
Awesome.
I can't wait for it, though.
Wow, our chat. Is that like our first chat ever?
Could be.
I didn't even know what was going on for a second.
I don't know. I'm psyched for the iPhone. Thinking about it again, I'm like, iPhone. Because I do love my iPod Touch. Love it to death. Sleep with it. I mean, not literally. But, no, literally, I sleep with it, like under my pillow and stuff, listening to it, fall asleep to it, but don't actually, like, have sex with it.
Yeah.
Because that would be weird.
Maybe you can.
Almost as weird as putting semen in someone's yogurt.
That is pretty weird.
That's very weird.
Yeah.
Do you have another story?
I do have another story.
Go for it. I'll have another piece of candy.
All right. This one, where the hell is this? Oh, Texas. A Texas man is facing battery charges after police say he hit his girlfriend over a Facebook status. I don't see this here. Where was this here? it's something about his, this whole story's not here.
Oh, Derek.
Okay.
Your story's going really well.
Yeah, thank
this
you.
This is great. This
so,
is,
he basically, I'll tell you what happened.
Okay,
I don't know why
he
didn't come over here.
I actually know what
he
happened.
Do you know what happened?
Yeah, he posted.
About his mom?
He posted a Facebook status update that said something about the memory of his mom.
Yeah.
Who died.
And she didn't like it.
And she didn't like it because she's estranged. She's his estranged wife. So, she.
And that's what's happening in Texas.
They had some sort of argument over the fact that she didn't like the Facebook update.
Yeah.
And I guess he assaulted her.
Right.
So, I mean, what is happening in the world today?
Not pressing the like button.
I don't like to like things that are bad.
Yeah, that's the thing that's always strange. That sort of made me think about this. Like, why would you like something about someone's death? I mean, it's kind of weird. Like, I don't know.
You can click the like button on Facebook next to the Derek and Kay Show, though.
That is true. You can do that.
And tell your friends to click it, too. But don't get into altercation with anybody who does not click the like button.
Yeah.
We're okay with that. I can't have Pop-Tarts. I'm doing good today. Sweet tarts and talking to the mic at the same time. It's tart. And
yeah,
sweet.
They're tart. And, yeah, there's a lot of...
It's Halloween coming up.
It is Halloween coming up.
Halloween! Are you going to dress up?
Dress up when?
On Halloween.
Maybe. Depends what's happening. Well, Halloween's like on a Monday or Tuesday.
Is it? That doesn't mean you can't dress up.
I don't think I'm doing that.
You not? Why not?
I don't think so.
You're just going to go trick-or-treating like in the nude or something? Or with just your regular clothes on?
Because
you know we're all going trick-or-treating, right? In Beacon Hill.
We are. I used to go really late, like into high school. I think I even went to college with, like, my cousins.
Do people open the door, like, past 11 o'clock?
Well, not that late.
You're not going
Why would you think it's that late?
Because that's what time everyone goes trick-or-treating, right?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay. What's your next story?
All right. My weird news is all...
It's all over the place.
It's all wacky here. I just got it up and running.
What do you mean you just got it up and running?
Well, I just was frantically getting this year together. Okay, this one comes to us from California. This is an 80-year-old woman who's trapped between a bed and a wall for 4 days. Authorities say that the 80-year-old California woman, that's the same thing again, was trapped behind the bed. Reports that the woman has not been seen for several days and that her pets weren't being fed. I don't know how she's found. They don't actually say.
Can you start again? What she's just fell in between the beds? Or?
Yeah, I guess between the bed, like near the head of the bed. And she's been hospitalized and suffering some head injuries and dehydration. I don't know how she was found. This is literally three sentences.
So she fell in between the two beds. She got stuck there?
Yep.
That's the dumbest thing ever.
I wish we had the fall and I can't get up sound clip.
Oh, I wish I had that too. Maybe I should add that to our soundboard.
And that's what's happening in California.
Oh my God. California, of course.
Yeah.
Where else would it happen? Jesus.
It's pretty crazy.
That's almost as good. There's a story on the Sports Junkies that they always talk about the Hall of Fame Donkey of the Week. It was a girl who fell behind the armoire.
Uh-huh.
She was like reaching for something and she fell behind the armoire, got stuck and died.
Oh, that's horrible.
But it's the stupidest thing ever, isn't it?
I understand some of those big things fall on you.
Yeah.
Like when
but
I was
she was like behind the armoire.
Jeez. That is sad.
It's pretty dumb. It's pretty dumb. Is that your weird news?
Well, I do have a news update from last week.
Oh!
News update.
Remember we were talking about the man who performed the broad trick?
Yes.
Well, he happened to resign.
Really?
Go figure whether he was forced to leave or just decided to leave. He's now left the school committee.
Because of the stupid bra trick?
I guess so.
That's really sad.
He resigned after, this was last week's reflection on the trick. The fallout was from the part two.
What's wrong with you today?
I don't know what's happening here. I guess this meeting was on TV.
Ooh. Oh, it was on TV?
Yeah, and he feels pretty embarrassed about it.
Oh.
He's been on the board for 11 years, and his term's almost up.
Wow. Well, I don't know. I don't think that things like that are worth losing your job over. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it wasn't the best judgment call for, like, a school board meeting.
Yeah, the funny thing about it was just silent after he did it. Like, he was expecting to get, like, applause and things like that. It would be funny, but it was just silence.
Aw.
Yeah.
He did the broad trick, and he just heard this.
That's right.
That's sad. He's like, and great! Yeah. Anyway, should we take a break? Oh, there's your pony.
And that is the weird news. Oh, no, I got a better one than that.
Do you? And there's your weird news. Blow it up.
Blow it up.
Blow it up.
All right, we'll be right back after this. Click.
This is the Darrington Case Show.
Man, I can't believe I had full naked sex with Mark last night. Oh, God, I was so drunk.
It's a fact of life. Sometimes women make mistakes.
But sometimes mistakes can be delicious.
Introducing new from Pfizer. It's the morning afterburger.
Hey, this ain't your grandma's contraceptive.
The first emergency contraceptive with all your favorite toppings like
lettuce,
ketchup,
mayonnaise, pickles, clomiphene, Levon Orgestrel, Ebonite Reflexinol 7.
Man, I can't believe I had full naked sex with Mark again last night.
Mark, that's my burger.
This is the Darrington Case Show.
Call the Darrington Case Show at 661 661- 467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, this is Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
What's this music?
This is Big Lou's.
Okay.
That's all I got. Big Lou.
Okay.
That's what it's called.
You can contact the Derek and Kay Show many ways. I keep messing up the plugs every time now.
Keep going. You're
like
good.
The last two shows, it's been ridiculous.
It's all right.
I don't know what my problem is. Anyway, you can email us at derekandkayshow.blogspot.com. Really?
Wow, I don't even know which button to press for that one.
should we try again? Let's try again. The music is really, it's distracting.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like crazy blues.
There's no vocals on it.
All right. So
take it from the top.
You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Become a fan on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio and clicking the like button and telling your friends to do the same thing. Follow our blog at derekandkate@blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter at our handle, DK Radio Show. And call us when we're live at 661-467-2416.
Yeah.
How was that?
That was perfect.
Today is also Curious Events Day, Fire Prevention Day, Leif Erikson Day, and Moldy Cheese Day.
I had no idea. Oh, I should throw my cheese away. I've got like 3 pieces of moldy cheese. Yeah,
you do?
I do.
Are they like blue cheese or are they like legit nasty moldy cheese?
No, they're not for eating anymore.
Where are they? They're out?
They're in the fridge.
Ew.
Chili's making faces.
You might not want to keep your moldy cheese in the fridge with all the rest of the other fresh cheeses. That's
there's
gross.
There's no fresh cheese.
There's no fresh cheese?
No.
What happened?
It's all went bad.
Aw. Anyway, I encourage you right now, Derek Kalish.
Me?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
To go to YouTube.com and look up Heart to Heart, Facebook official, and turn down your sound, because I'm going to play the song, and you're going to enjoy this. This is the newest...
We're going to watch it at the same time?
Sort of. We can watch the video, but like turn down the sound, because I'll play the audio.
We have a YouTube intro?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, we have a YouTube intro. This is the YouTube clip of the week.
All
right.
You'll find the whole world for what you're looking for.
You know, I've listened to this song a couple times, and it's really like, it's totally like an old man song.
It totally is. So
the guy's like 96, and I think at one point he says, just press a button on the YouTube.
That is funny. What am I looking at here?
You're looking for Heart to Heart, all one word, and the number 2, not T-O.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook official. Do you see it?
Heart to Heart, part 1?
No, it's to say Facebook official.
Huh?
Oh, my God. Heart to Heart.
Yeah.
Facebook official.
Yeah. Thanks.
Is that it?
Oh, okay. I see it here.
Anyway, so here's the new song. Oh, here's the beginning audio. There's like some sound effects and some dudes doing some stuff.
All right.
So this is the newest release.
I think I'm seeing this at the same time.
From this, you know, I think this is a joke. It can't be real. It can't.
Too hard.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, girl.
Meet Chad.
They're wearing all white?
Yes, they're wearing all white.
Okay, I'm watching the same video then.
This is the latest boy band release on YouTube.
Your page to see what you said. Girl, you're so fine, your pics are so hot. I'm thinking dirty thoughts, but I better not. Part 2, heart is back. FB chat popping on my Mac. I like your status, 2 thumbs up. I met you last week when you played Flip Cup.
Huh?
Is this your new favorite song, Derek?
I don't think it really is. It already looks outdated.
Doesn't it? I'm thinking it can't be real. It's
like
gotta be a joke, right?
I like that they put down
MySpace right in the beginning. Yeah,
I do like that. That was pretty good.
That was good. It seems fake, doesn't it? It seems like it can't possibly be real.
But it's,
they have a website.
All the production
though.
And everything now.
Yeah, it's huge.
Through that.
I think it's an elaborate joke. Don't you?
Yeah.
It seems like it.
Like by Facebook or something?
I don't know.
It's not blowing up on the hits, though.
It's not?
I think it'd be, if it was bigger than that with Facebook, there'd be a lot more hits.
Well, you know, it's really hard to find their website, first of all.
Is it?
Yeah.
Heart to heart?
Yeah. Let's see. The website is amazing.
Oh, I bet it. Judging by the video, I bet it's amazing.
It's amazing. Dance break. That's what this is. Dance break. Put a heart on your page, a heart on your bed. Make it official. Baby, you and me. Oh, wait. Here's the website.
I'm sorry. You're going to blow it up.
You blew up my favorite new song.
I don't know. It's like very Backstreet Boys or boy band. I don't understand.
Heart to Heart is a new American pop group, a five-member boy band consisting of Chad Future.
Oh, boy.
Nico.
That's his real name.
Pretty Boy Pete.
Uh-huh.
Brayden.
Is there five of them?
And KX. Yes.
KX?
Yes. Wait, here are the member bios. You're going to like this.
What the hell is this?
Chad Future. Role. Leader. Lead rapper. Vocal. Birth name. David Lara.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday. 8/8/88.
Oh, wow. For real?
For real. Birthplace, Detroit, Michigan. Height, 6 feet. Weight, 145. Pretty Boy, spelled B-O-I, Pete.
Oh, God.
Vocal, swag, general, actor, model. Birth name, Cody Sanguine or something. Birthday, June 15th, 1993. Height, 6'3", weight, 160. Brayden, role, vocal, sub-rap actor.
Uh-huh.
Birth name, Colby Cote. Birthday, September 24th, 1990. Height, 5'11", 145. Nico, who's the worst looking of them all, I think. He looks like, I mean, not worst looking, but he looks plastic.
Is he the one with the black earrings?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's another one that's looking
okay.
Full of eye makeup, too. They've all got eye makeup on.
Yeah, it's not really my thing.
It's just disturbing for a guy. Lead vocal, acrobatics, youngest. Birth name, Julian Meraki. 17, height 5'9", 140. KX, that's the one with the earrings on and stuff.
Okay.
Role, lead dancer, choreography, sub vocal. Birth name, Kai McKinn. Height 5'10", weight 150. Yeah.
Wow, skinny.
Yeah, skinny.
Must be skinny.
And I really don't know what to make of it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just special. It's special.
Yeah.
So, Facebook official.
Do they have any CDs out or anything like that?
They have, like, a mini album. Oh, wait.
Facebook official.
All video content is directed and produced by Chad Vendetta Studios. All choreography is led by KX. The group is managed by Nick Reed for Vendetta Studios, monitored by Lance Bass of NSYNC.
Oh, shocking.
Heart to Heart music is produced by Chad Future and Space Jet. Mix engineered by Chris Trevitt, Britney Spears, Street Boys, and mastering by Tom Coyne or whatever. Their group name stands for the connection they would like to have with their fans across the world.
Heart to Heart.
Heart to Heart.
Yeah.
This can't be real. It can't be.
It's frightening.
It can't be.
Yeah, Julie's giving them a thumbs down.
They need two thumbs down. Are you going to put our show on in the background?
No, I'm just putting the switchboard up.
Okay.
Do you want to listen to us?
No. Wow. We did that last week. But anyway, I thought I would share that with you because That's like my new favorite song.
Thank you for that.
Can you put me back on now so we can listen to it? Facebook official. This is the best song ever now.
Is this the same song again?
Yes.
Oh.
I like the part when you go, "My stage is dead."
Yeah, that is pretty good.
There is one part where he says, "I was checking out pics of your butt" or something. That's a little later. Hold on. Status update what? Checking out pics of your butt.
Nice.
Who puts up pics of their butt, by the way? Not me.
You can't do that, right? Why don't they take that down?
You can put pictures up, I guess, in your undies.
That's okay. That's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll make that my profile pic today.
Nice.
Just a picture of me in my underwear. Just a butt.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Friend me.
Heart to heart.
They're my new favorite band. Oh, my God.
I love a good gay time.
Should we take a break before we do the next thing?
We probably should.
It's a really disjointed show today.
I don't know what's going on here. We going to talk pony?
I think we need to talk ponies.
All right. This is exciting.
Ponies is the only way we get listeners.
Pony up.
Absolutely.
Right. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Darrington Case Show.
This is a song about corn nuts and intensely crunchy snack. It's not about anything else.
When you're all alone and there's no one home and you've got nothing to do,
nothing to do.
Don't despair, just pull up a chair and here is what you do.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. Lightly toasted and hard as hell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Keep it in your drawers till you're ready for more. Or leave it on your shelf. Girls and boys, go on and make some noise while you entertain yourself.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. They're lightly toasted and hard as hell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't tell.
Corn nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors.
This is the Darrington Case Show.
Call the Darrington Case Show at 661-467-2416.
We are down with MLP, and we are big in Pony Chan, the Darrington Case Show. Hey, it's the Darrington Case Show. We're back.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
If you would like to contact us, you can do so by emailing us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Becoming a fan on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio and clicking the like button and telling your friends to do the exact same thing. Follow our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter at dkradioshow. And call us when we are live at 661-467-2416. You never know unless you ask. Standard long-distance rates may apply if you are calling from your home or your nubby, not long-distance cell phone carrier.
Who would be calling from their home? I don't even know anyone with a home phone anymore, right?
I know people with home phones.
Really?
Yeah. It's like family thing. You know, if they got kids, they have a home phone.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Kids.
But, you know, not everyone's got a long distance anymore.
That's true.
Anyway, I came while I was investigating possibilities for our lovely Blog Talk Radio Community Time segment that needs to come back, and here's a new theme.
Yeah.
So we used to do this, but haven't done it in a long time. Blog Talk Radio is a wealth of information about different shows, mostly containing religious-themed shows and psychic, spiritual-themed shows, which is very strange.
Yeah.
Not a lot of shows like ours.
No.
Which is maybe not
I
why
understand.
We're... Maybe that's holding us back a little bit. But, you know, sometimes we like to reach out to the more, you know, shows like ours
right.
and say, how do you do? What are you doing? So we commissioned a segment called Blog Talk Radio Community Time. Our first one we called My Drunk Memories, and this show has since bone up.
Yeah.
And not in a good way. But I came across, and I think about a month ago, or a few months ago, we did a show featuring the Bronies.
Yeah.
The Bronies called in and talked about how much they love My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. And
right.
I came across a show by the user The Real Pinkie Pie. And the show is called Friendship is Magic. Not sure if it's a parody show on My Little Pony or an actual My Little Pony Brony fan show.
Yeah.
It could be.
I feel like.
A parody show.
You think so?
Yes.
How could someone go with that hardcore?
I'm, like, hating that hardcore?
Well, for that long?
Well, it hasn't been too long. It's been, like, a couple of months. I think we are a trendsetter.
All right. Yeah, that's true.
So I think this happened after we broadcasted our first Brony show.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Let's welcome back Blog Talk Radio Community Time by checking in with The Real Pinkie Pie.
All right.
Isn't this exciting? This is exciting, Pinkie Pie. So, waiting for her to call in?
They haven't called yet.
They haven't called for their show. Oh, have to watch a commercial anyway.
What time is their show supposed to come on?
7:30, and right now it is 7:46.
Wow, they got to get their show on
the
road.
They are ruining my segment as we speak right now.
We've never been that late.
No. They are not on.
Dead air?
Dead air. It says waiting for host to call in. Real Pinkie Pie,
wow.
You are disappointing me right now.
That is really sad.
This was going to be your last show that you said here on the air. Said, hey there, tonight is a special episode. This will be my last episode. And now you're not on.
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
Oh.
You ruined my whole segment. Now
wow.
We have to fill another 14 minutes of
the
show.
I thought this was going to be great. I was all excited.
I was all
How
excited,
Pony
too.
Pony Talk coming again?
This is one comment. OP, it's a fag. Show is live, but you're not on.
Oh. OP?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Yeah, why aren't you on?
Wow.
Real Pinkie Pie, what are you doing?
You know, it's hard. Wow.
It's pretty hard to do a show.
That's never happened to us. That's one positive thing we can say about our show. We might be
disjointed
at times.
Well, we've not been on before for 5 minutes when
yeah.
we went off the air, but we didn't never not call in.
Right.
So we've always showed up for our show.
That's right.
So you are disappointing me for not showing up with your show because I have no backup show for Blog Talk Radio Community
that's
Time.
That's really sad.
That's really sad. Douchebag. We hate you.
What
is, ruining my segment. Hate you so bad.
I don't know.
Now I'm looking for more stuff. Can't believe it. Oh, jeez. All kinds of fails. Jesus.
Wow.
Well, that sucked. You suck, Real Pinkie Pie.
We're ready. We're going to give you the
ready.
Spot.
We were ready to talk to you. We were ready to call you up. Have some fun. But no. What are you doing? Picking your nose? Hanging out at your clip?
Probably
playing Super Smash Brothers?
Oh, he's in the Smash.
I don't know.
Yeah. Brony in the house! Not really happening, I guess.
That is so disappointing. It's the most disappointing thing ever.
I hate when this happens.
Well, let's see what's going on with Jokes and Jams with Uncle Rod.
All right. Uncle Ron?
Uncle Rod.
Uncle Rod.
Uncle Rod.
Hey.
I hope you don't have to listen to him
real. Let me tell you something. Everybody, all y'all registered to vote?
Yep.
Yes. Can you vote? Are you a felon?
I am too cute to be a felon. You registered to vote? Are you registered to vote?
Oh, you what? You too cute to be a felon?
I'm too cute to be a felon.
Why do I feel like when we're listening to these, it's like listening to someone's phone call? It's
because
not
it
much
is.
Of a show.
Well, we're calling.
Yeah.
It's our phone call.
Listen. So y'all follow the presidential stuff, right? I mean, y'all, because you know President's election next year, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't follow nothing.
Do you want to give him a ring?
Let's do it.
All right.
You gonna vote for Obama
the number is
right?
347.
I didn't vote for Obama the last time.
202-0235. This is Jokes and Jams with Uncle Rod. We have no idea what they're talking about. We were going to give him a call.
All right, let's see if this works.
We like, what are we using to call? Google Voice?
Yeah, Google Voice.
We like Google Voice. It works good.
We'll see.
It says the show is entertainment, so that's a good sign. They're not talking about religion, and they're not talking about, oh, is it this problem again where it just rings and rings and rings?
What's up with that?
That's so annoying.
234, I'm sorry, 347.
Yes. 202-0235? Yes.
All right.
But you think you might have to call with Skype. The worst ever. You don't have Skype on the computer? What about this computer over here?
Can't do that.
Why not?
Not in the board.
It's not on. Oh, it's not on the board.
Nope.
That's the worst ever.
Yep. Well, we got the new setup here, and I wasn't able to do that in time.
Oh, disappointing. Why does this just ring and ring?
I don't know.
This is so annoying because we could have called this, and this would have been great.
Oh, well.
Oh, I'm so disappointed.
Huh.
Why would it just ring and ring?
I don't know if they did or not, but it was...
I'm going to need you to do an FT. Listen, I'm going to need you to do an FT.
Can we call Blog Talk Radio?
How do we do that?
I don't know. What happens if we call our number? Call us.
I think it brings us into the show.
Call us anyway. See what happens.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
We're going to try it. We're trying to burn 10 minutes here. And instead of filling it with dead air, we're going to play the Blog Talk Radio Community Time theme again. Or we could play Facebook Official. You don't know the number after all this time? 661-467-2416.
Yeah, but you're the one who's always saying it.
Do you need to dial a 1?
I don't know.
Did you dial a 1?
No. Oh, it's just ringing.
Try dialing a 1.
Wow. Wait, I called my cell phone though, and it worked.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, let's try it.
I don't know. This may be a 1 help. I don't know. It's like country code. We love country code. Oh, just got a tweet from Simba Loves Bell. This is a Cake's wife from the Junkie.
All right, I'm trying to call the other show.
She packed lunches for the kids, but she doesn't have any lunch because they don't have school tomorrow. That's funny.
No, I don't think this works. And for some reason, we can't call ourselves.
Why? Crazy. I think you have to dial from Skype.
Yeah.
But why would Google Voice not work?
I don't know.
This
it worked
insane.
To call my phone. Wait, can Julie call out?
What do you mean?
No. We can't place it.
And I already went Christmas shopping. Sold for a single bill. What?
We can't. We can do an outgoing call from here.
Week.
What?
Kmart,
what are you talking about?
Easy way to pay with no finance.
What is that? Is that me?
Just start with $5. Plus,
I don't think it's me. All right. Want to give that a try?
Let's call again.
Let's try. We have nothing to lose. We got nothing going on.
We just got a
wow.
A confirmation from Julie in the screen room. We can call a guest. We're trying to figure it out in the back here.
I can give you the phone number. 347-202-0235.
One more time.
We got people for that. Put it on the air.
Put it on the air.
Excuse me.
Oh, that's nice.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey!
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Here I lay all alone, toss and turn, longing for some of your tender love. I'm waiting for the right moment to come, so I can thank you for all.
Huh? Oh, I just opened up Audacity back. Tender love.
Tender love.
Can't play that.
I don't know.
Baby, I surrender.
Horrible.
This is horrible. Friendship is still not on, by the way.
Do I want to? Okay.
Well, that sucks.
Oh, gosh. Wow, this is...
That sucked.
I don't even know what to say.
That sucked. That sucked. That really sucked.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Technically.
We burned 10 minutes of time with that.
Well,
fun.
It was entertaining for me.
Was it? It wasn't that entertaining for me. I kind of hated it.
Call someone else?
Yeah. We can't call anybody else. We don't know anybody else. The
we
real
pie
is not on.
We can't dial and press one. That's the problem.
Sucking.
All right.
Major sucking. We can listen to other shows, though. That's always fun.
We can. We got to give them a call.
Shows are getting worse and worse as time goes on. We can listen to...
We can't do it from there.
No.
Okay.
What, here?
Yeah.
I can't make two calls.
I don't know.
How am I going to do that? I'm already in with Skype.
You click the Skype and what happens?
What do you mean?
The show or something like that?
Probably.
All right. I don't know.
Let's see.
This may be goodbye.
Let's see. What is this? I can dial.
All right.
Is there three-way calling on here?
I have no idea.
So if I dial and the show goes off the air?
That's it. Well, we're done anyways.
Okay.
So be it.
All right.
It's a fun experiment.
What's the number again? Hold on. Oh, hold on. I got to close.
Okay. I got the number.
All right. All right. Hold on. Okay. What is it?
347. Wow.
Oh, no. We're off.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. We're not.
Okay. Excuse me. Yes. And you only hit two digits? Do you want more?
Well, you know what, though? I don't think it's going to work.
I think
I can only make one call out at a time.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, what's it?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I've never heard of that on Skype.
I have no idea. I wouldn't see why not.
Mute, hold on, instant message.
Did you just type 3-4 and that's
add
it?
Add people. Yeah, I did. That's all. Let's see. Next conversation? I don't know. I'm scared. I don't want to have us go off the air.
Oh, why the hell not? We're off in 2 minutes anyways, or 3 minutes.
Are you serious?
I don't know.
This will be the worst ending to our show ever.
Hard ending?
All right, all right.
Well, could,
what is it?
You got 347. 202. I love that we can hear this one. 0235.
All right.
Maybe goodbye, live listeners.
All right, just in case it is. Tune in next time. This is horrible.
All right.